I'm Tyra G, your host of Frankly Speaking with Tyra G. Welcome again to our virtual global gathering of phenomenal listeners. Yes, you, fearsome and generous, humble and honest, in pursuit of new possibilities and purpose. Every week, we meet at the table for an hour to experience, educate, encourage, and empower each other through our joys and, yes, our lessons learned. We share topics that tradition tells us there are some things we just don't talk about. But here we live beyond the judgment and beyond the wreckage. We share some aha moments and stories that have been left in our pockets for way too long. Every week, we start right where we are. Now, although many voices will speak light into darkness, there is no insignificant person around this table. One caveat, you must come dressed in your authentic inner awesome, believing that impossible is merely a word. You're listening to Radio Fairfax, Fairfax, Virginia, on your TV, computer, or mobile device, and we are webcast worldwide on the internet at www.radiofairfax.org. Every Saturday evening at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Yes, I know it's date night. I got that. But should you miss us, no worries. You can catch our archive shows on Frankly Speaking with Tyra G YouTube, or you can listen to our podcast on iTunes. And some of you like to send me those special emails. Keep them coming. It's easy. Tyra at TyraGarlington.com. Thank you so much for tuning in. And thank you, Courtney Nero, for composing and performing our Frankly Speaking with Tyra G theme song, and for naming it so creatively, I'm Listening. During the pandemic, I have been spending a lot of time alone and pensive in the sitting room of my soul. I found I was grieving the loss of power over my movements, my expectations, my finances, my future, my everything. I kept wondering, how can I retrieve my peace? And how do I invite self-compassion during this time? I have been feeling intimacy with physical, mental, emotional uncertainty and unrest. It seems that everything that can be shaken is being shaken. Where noise, angry noise, seems to be drowning out laughter and love. You know, I've had to intentionally focus on the reality that what is happening to me is separate and distinct from who I am. I have had to grab hold of the reality that a thought can not only link you to new possibilities, it can just as easily limit your outcomes. Well, to survive, I have passionately been exercising my faith muscles. I have watched so many old black and white movies on TV. I spent hours on Zoom calls, engaged in what people are calling courageous conversations. And I have read myself to sleep on many nights with stories of hope from others who have historically not only survived crises similar to the ones we're experiencing today, but found ways to thrive once they reached the other side of a through. Something ironic about the stories I'm reading, it seems every single one of them began with some kind of storm. So I created this series, Moments of Mindfulness. as my small band-aid to the hurt that we're feeling in a society, in our society today. All of us seated at the table will give ourselves permission every week to find the stillness that allows our authenticity and vulnerability to rise above that noise, to intergenerationally and multiculturally discuss. Yes, to discuss and expose and explore and put forth potential solutions to our next steps as a healthy, inclusive nation. Now, we understand all of this is a process. It has steps. It's not an event. But that's okay. We are going to intentionally listen to each other beyond our spoken words. And we're going to respect our different perspectives. Together, we will breathe in empathy and breathe out judgment. We will breathe in expectations and breathe out hopelessness. We will breathe in faith and breathe out fear. We will breathe in acceptance and breathe out anxiety. Look, we can do this. I believe it. I know it. I claim it. My first Moments of Mindfulness episode was centered around the theme of love. And I chose love because it seems that extreme love of something or someone or some ideal or some need is what is driving individual and collective responses to almost any situation. Well, anyway, the show was amazing. The specific title was Love in Action, and the centerpiece of the show was a rebroadcast of a conversation with the late Congressman John Lewis and Karen Tippett of NPR, host of On Being. Congressman shared some stories about his historic ability to get into good trouble. As a civil rights game changer since the 1960s, his stories included beatings, near-death beatings he received, lessons he learned, lessons he taught, being jailed almost 40 times. And his most recent good trouble for change was leading a sit-in on the floor of the chamber of the United States House of Representatives. They staged a sit-in to force gun law legislation. His stories will make you laugh, they'll make you cry, but he will help you understand the power of grace, determination, and forgiveness. He will show you that love in action is a lifestyle. I invite you to take a listen to the broadcast. Last week we talked about how do you spell home. Well, guess what? Where have you been spending the last 6 months? What we discovered is descriptions and definitions and dreams of homes have morphed unexpectedly. Homes out of necessity became classrooms, offices, churches, technological nightmares, playgrounds, churches, and hospitals. Physical space that used to feel sufficient and sometimes spacious for a family or an individual now felt like, not enough. Relationships that should feel intimate began to feel instead uncomfortably cramped. But today, just think of soothing feelings oozing from the inside out. Today, we're going to have an interactive experience. Now, your job is to engage your inner awesome in self-compassion and acceptance. You are to say yes to the spirit of authenticity and vulnerability as you feel it. Before we begin, let me offer an affirmation coming from author and coach Iyanna VanStant, and I quote, "As soon as you decide you're going to be faith-filled, joy-filled, peace-filled, filled full, you are going to have a good day. the moment you decide that you're not going to be beat down or weighed down, put down, run down, hung up, beat up, upset or set up, pissed off or blown off, you're going to have a good day. When you decide in your own mind that you're going to get grounded, be centered, stay focused, have a vision, accomplish a goal, complete a mission, pursue a dream, live with purpose, you're going to have a good day. As soon as you decide to accept yourself, celebrate yourself, correct yourself, authorize yourself, validate yourself to be who you are, and to love yourself just the way you are, you're going to have a good day. If you decide to take just a moment to get still, to clear your mind, to open your heart, to listen to the sacred voice that guides you, that protects you, that knows you and loves you, you're going to have a good day. And if you find that you're not having a good day, it could be that you have not made the decision or taken the time to do what you know you must do to ensure that your day goes the way you decided it should. Until today, you may not have been aware that decisions fuel the spirit. You may not have realized that you have the power to decide the direction of your day and your life. Just for today, make a decision about how you want to experience the day. Fuel that decision with a commitment to do whatever it takes to ensure that it happens. Repeat after me. Today, I am devoted to making clear decisions about what I choose to experience. Say it again. Today, I am devoted to making clear decisions about what I choose to experience. And I'm going to put some icing on that cake. My guest today is awesome, and this isn't our first visit. She's getting to be a regular, and I love it when she comes. She likes to call herself a wellness educator. I sneak and call her a spirit guide. She's probably rolling her nose up right now. But I want you to welcome to our virtual table, I think I'll have her introduce herself, Ms. Sherelle, are you there?
I am. Thank you so much.
Okay. This is Ms. Sherelle Moore Tucker. Welcome.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here and share with the audience.
Well, I know I want you to, you know how I pretend like all of my guests are books in their human library. Give yes. us just a taste of who you are and make us want to read the rest of your book.
Well, a little bit about who I am. I'm a proponent of a wellness, mind, body, and spirit, the total health and well-being. And I also love to offer training and education around those elements because I believe that the more that we know, we are able to make better decisions for ourselves, for our families, and those in our community.
Mm-hmm.
I also teach yoga. So I really enjoy that element as well, sharing yoga with those that are new to the practice and those that are continuing on the journey, mm-hmm. as well as meditation. So that's my sweet spot. I love sharing how simple meditation can be for those that are dealing with enormous amounts of stress, anxiety, or for those that just want to add that component to their wellness plan.
Yes, I'm thinking two things. You are a specialist, but I would submit most of our listeners are not. Would you talk about the types of yoga? A lot of people think yoga is yoga, but
right.
yoga has a lot of possibilities and options. Can you just go over that a little bit with us?
There are so many different types or forms of yoga, and I believe that society has kind of done us a disservice with not showing us the vastness of yoga and how it can be beneficial for people in various communities. So we typically see really flexible people doing these highly flexible poses, but that's not all that there is to yoga. Yoga is a mind-body modality that is not just contingent upon postures, but the basis of yoga is the breath, and it really helps to deregulate the nervous system. So in order to make it accessible to all people, there are various types of yoga. You have chair yoga that is not necessarily for seniors, but just a person that wants a little bit more support in their practice.
Mm-hmm.
You can use the chair as a support. So we have chair yoga. You have gentle yoga, which allows you to move in a slower rhythm and fashion so that you can become accustomed to the various postures without putting a whole lot of strain on your body.
Uh-huh.
Right? We also have hot yoga, which is very popular and with a lot of people that enjoy moving in the heat, challenging their mind and their body in a way that helps them to feel good. And there's definitely nothing wrong with that. But there are other types of yoga beyond just the hot yoga. If you've ever tried hot yoga and you didn't like it, there are others that you can try.
Well, I have actually watched hot yoga and I got tired, so I decided.
Right.
But now here's the irony. I went, I don't know, it was one cable station, and they were doing chair yoga, and the woman was actually sitting in a stream. And it was the most relaxing experience I had had in a long time. So,
okay.
We think chair and we think old because we think sedentary.
Right.
But what I think is that it's like a cafeteria, you know. And if they visit your website, they will see you doing all kinds of things and looking beautiful at it. And I think it's important to know that it's a process. You know, you're not suddenly going to be that person. You work at it, right?
Right, because yoga is a practice. You have restorative yoga for those that are trying to kind of rehab their body a little bit. You have Yin yoga, which is very slow and traditionally just done seated on the floor, timed movements where you hold the posture for time for those that have a busy mind and really need to engage in the benefits.
Mm-hmm.
Of calming and soothing the nervous system. Yin yoga, restorative yoga are great practices for beginners.
Okay. So right away, you have educated us, Miss Wellness Educator. You've let us know that when we see the word yoga or we see people perhaps in a pose, not to run away from it, but understand that's one of many options should we decide. And the key word, I know you said it's a mind-body modality, but breathing.
Yes.
Yes, absolutely. I'm not going to make you park there forever. Let's go forward. You mentioned meditation. Tell me a little bit about that.
So meditation is a component of yoga. Depending on the class and the style of the teacher, you may spend a little bit more time doing meditation. Some may call it centering and grounding, where you focus on the breath and bringing yourself into the present moment before adding the physical postures.
Okay.
But meditation is a standalone practice. You don't have to do yoga in order to get the benefits of meditation.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the opportunity to really relax the mind. It's not about dumping the thoughts from your mind. I don't even think that that's possible. I'm not even really sure where that came from about clearing your mind. But it does help you have a better focus. And some use meditation to kind of train their thoughts, just like a professional athlete uses meditation to kind of see the game, see themselves winning, see themselves in this futuristic experience where they are doing what they're trained to do, or just for the average person, you can use meditation to kind of decompress from a long work day. You can use meditation to help bring your stress level down, which has an impact on the nervous system and all the systems in your body. So there's definitely some health benefits to meditation that anyone can benefit from, whether you're an athlete, whether you're a beginner, or you're a seasoned person.
And we like options. So, okay,
yes,
this
we
is
like options.
This is where you are today, but I have a sense that you, this is a part of a journey. This is your current destination. But where did you come from? How did you walk into this space?
I walked into this space by way of my own personal health challenges. Towards the end of my military tour, I was dealing with an enormous amount of pain in my lower back. Had received the diagnosis as a pretty young person. I was in my 20s that I had osteoarthritis, and it impacted the way that I was living. And so with that, I sought out some holistic tools that could assist me with, you know, moving forward in my life. And yoga and meditation were those modalities that I was introduced to. Now, initially, I have to be honest, it didn't resonate with me. I just didn't get it. I didn't get how moving slow was going to benefit me. Mm-hmm. I came from a movement background where, you know, the movement, I come from a dance background, I ran track, I come from movement, but not the type of movement that I was accustomed to when I took a yoga class. It was a lot more slower, mm-hmm. And I just didn't get it, and so I stepped away from it. However, the seeds were planted, and I was able to revisit the possibility of yoga once I was out of the military and found a studio that really affirmed who I was, where I felt comfortable, and I was able to take classes and really learn a lot more about the practice beyond just the movement. I began to have a better understanding of the science of it and why it's beneficial to slow down and wind down and not be on 10 all the time.
And it's interesting that you say slow down, because the backdrop or the scenery for the pandemic has to do with speed. We've all been brought to a slower pace
right.
of our lives. And though the pandemic is an invisible, horrible enemy, I have heard people talking about they're eating together, they're talking to one another, they're reacquainting themselves with their mates. So slowing down probably has some very positive things going on with it as well.
Absolutely, it does. And, you know, all of us, as you mentioned, have been forced to slow down. And there's been a peak of interest in modalities like yoga, breath work, and meditation. Now that people, you know, have time to do it, they're seeking out ways to kind of de-stress and cope with a sense of change and uncertainty in the world.
Well, I am pleased that you're in our world, and I'm not going to, I think it's, I like show and tell. Well, we've been telling,
okay.
And so I wonder if you would introduce how you would like to take us through an audio experience this evening.
Yes, absolutely. So tonight, we are going to do a few gentle movements. You don't have to have on any special clothes, just comfortable clothes.
Okay.
But most importantly, what's important is that you're in a space where you feel safe, where there are not a lot of distractions,
okay.
If possible. And all you have to do is just listen.
Okay. I'm going to give you a little bit of soft music, okay?
Okay.
All right. You tell me if it's too loud. How's that?
That sounds great.
Okay, well, I'm ready.
And hopefully we all are ready to take the journey within. This is an opportunity for us to de-stress our mind, our body, and our spirit. So I invite you on this journey we can start by finding yourself in a comfortable lying down position. If you like, you can use pillows or blankets to make yourself more comfortable. And I promise you, you won't have to get up.
How did you know?
And so you can just find yourself nice and relaxed with your legs relaxed and your arms down by your side. And if you feel okay to close your eyes, do so. But if not, just take your gaze up towards your ceiling. And as you breathe, allow that breath to bring you to a deeper sense of awareness. Allow the breath to bring you to a place of centeredness. As you breathe, feel yourself relaxing more and more as you breathe in through the nose and slowly out through the mouth. Noticing the more you breathe, the better you feel. And the better you feel, the more you breathe. As you relax more and more, take a moment to set an intention. An intention is a short goal or objective that will allow you to remain fully present during this experience. Allow yourself to rest that intention in your heart space. And when you're ready, begin to slowly draw your knees into your chest and give yourself a nice squeeze, a reaffirming hug, showing yourself love and care. With the knees drawn into your chest, begin to rock a little side to side. That rocking motion, bringing a sense of calmness and a sense of peace. As you continue to rock your knees side to side, slowly release the soles of your feet down to the mat or down to your floor. Begin to extend your arms out to the side in a T position with your palms up. As we prepare to engage in a gentle spinal twist, allowing your knees to gently fall to the right side, turn your gaze to the left. Feel yourself breathing nice and even as the breath flows in and slowly out. Good. Breathing in for two, and slowly out on one. On your next inhaling breath, begin to slowly draw the knees back to the center, and then slowly release the knees to the left side this time, taking your gaze to the right. Try not to resist, but as you breathe, allow the knees and the legs to go heavy, releasing control as you breathe each and every step of the way. As you inhale, feel the belly fill up with air and energy. And as you exhale, gently release. On your next inhaling breath, slowly bring the knees back to the center and give yourself a nice squeeze, drawing the knees back into your chest, wrapping your hands around your shins or either around the backs of the legs. As you breathe, showing yourself love and compassion, soften your face, taking a moment to swallow a few times, as you let go of tension, as you let go of stress. Good. Once again, begin to release the soles of your feet down to the floor, keeping the knees bent Begin to extend your fingers towards your heels, relaxing the head, relaxing the neck. As you extend your fingers towards your heels, begin to press firmly into your shoulders and your low back as you gently lift your hips away from the floor. Now, it doesn't have to be a high lift, but a lift that feels okay for you and your body. As you breathe and lift, slowly release the hips back down to the floor, feeling yourself feel grounded and settled. Taking a full inhaling breath and a slow exhaling breath. Placing the hands on the belly, begin to slowly straighten the legs down on the floor. And take a moment to rest. Take a moment to breathe, bringing your awareness to your breath and to your body. At this time, we'll begin to take a journey into our meditation. Feel free to leave your hands resting on your belly or arms by your side. If this does not feel comfortable lying on your spine, change position, resting on your side, or feel free to sit up in a comfortable chair. As you settle, notice how your body feels after a few simple stretches. Observe the state of your body without trying to change anything. And mentally scan your body for areas of tension or stress. As you take a deep breath in and slowly out, breathe in deeply and exhale slowly. Feeling safe in your space, continue to take slow, regular breaths, imagining that the areas of tension in your body relax a little each time you exhale. Good. As you continue to relax your physical body, begin to bring awareness to your feet. Notice how relaxed the feet feel. You may even notice a sense of warmth. Focus on your left foot, feeling the bottom of your left foot becoming warm. Feeling your toes warming, the top of your foot, your entire left foot is warm and alive. Now begin to notice your right foot. Feel the sole of your right foot warming and relaxing. The toes on your right foot are also warm, and the top of your foot. Your whole right foot is warm and relaxed. A feeling of warmth and heaviness feels pleasant, feels calming. Feel the warmth in your feet increasing, continuing up to your ankles, up to your legs. Feel that warmth growing in your feet and your legs. Feel relaxation as the muscles on the top and back of your legs soften. Now we begin to turn our attention to our hands. Notice your right hand warming. Feel the warmth in each finger, starting at your fingertips. Feel the warmth spreading from your fingers and your thumb, continuing to the palm of your right hand. Feel the back of your right hand warming as well. The entire right hand warm and relaxed. Now notice your left hand becoming warm. From the tip of each finger and your thumb until your fingers and thumbs are warm. Feel the warmth spread to the palm of your left hand and the back of your hand. Your left hand is completely warm. The hands are warm. The hands are heavy and relaxed. Notice the warmth continuing to your wrists and to your lower arms. This pleasant feeling of warmth continues to your elbows, to your upper arms, your shoulders. Now your arms and your hands are very warm and heavy and relaxed. Feel the core of your body relaxing. A feeling of warmth begins in the center of your body near your stomach. And feel that warmth growing to your chest, all the way up to your neck, the front of your body, all the way from your hips to your neck is warm, heavy, and relaxed. Now bring attention to the small of your back. Feel this area warming and relaxing. Allow the warmth to continue from your lower back to your middle back and upper back. Your entire back is relaxed. Now bring attention to your neck. Notice how warm and relaxed your neck has become. As you breathe, allow the heaviness in the head to settle into the floor. Feel the relaxation in your entire body. A feeling of warmth and heaviness that feels pleasant and relaxed. Now, take a few moments to just relax as you enjoy the warming and relaxing sensations that are flowing in you, through you, and around you. As you rest for a few moments longer, luxuriating in the feelings of calm and warmth, let's take a journey. Let's take a journey through the mind. As you find yourself resting and feeling relaxed and warm, visualize energy as white light. Focus on bringing energy up through your feet with every inhale. Sense the energy flow through the legs to the belly and out through the arms. See that white light flow through the arms up to your throat. Envision that white light and sense that light within you. Imagine the white light filling your throat and bursting into blue. With each deep inhale, imagine a blue energy glowing around your throat. Exhale all negative energy from your throat. Breathe into that white light, and as you exhale, release the blue light, clearing the negativity from your mind and your body. With each exhale, feel your neck soften. Sense your throat muscles loosen. As you breathe energy into your throat, good. With each inhale and exhale, feel your throat open and relax. A sense of relaxation that allows you to speak your truth. A sense of openness that reminds you that your voice has power. A sense of ease in the throat that reminds you to use your words wisely. As you breathe, follow the breath through the nostril. From the nostrils, follow the breath to the back of the throat. From the throat, follow the breath into the lungs. As you exhale out through the mouth, notice a humming sound as the air leaves your body, carrying with it negativity, carrying with it heaviness, as you rest in finding your voice again. Now sense the blue light spreading like a pulsating vibration from your throat. Follow that pulsating vibration from your throat to your neck. And from your neck to your head, extending out through the crown of the head. Connecting you to the divine. Rest in this connection. Rest in this space of peace as you sense your body as warm, vibrating blue healing light. Find yourself resting in the vibration, resting in this beautiful awareness. As we continue the journey, in the space of awareness, imagine yourself resting in your favorite place on earth. Welcome the joy that it brings. As you recall taste, smell, even sounds and sights. Recall feelings and thoughts and images associated with this joy. Allow joy to come fully into your body. Allow joy to fill your torso. Allow the essence of joy to fill your arms and your legs. Invite joy into your neck and into your head. Your entire body experiencing joy. Allow your entire body to fully welcome in this expression of joy. Joy in yourself. Joy in your tissues. Joy in your heart, and joy in your breath. Now allow your favorite place to dissolve in the recesses of your mind, while you remain with the feeling of joy. Joy independent of memory. Joy independent of thinking. Allow joy to fill your entire body. Now, settle. Allow yourself to settle into simply being. Nothing to do. Nowhere to be. Just be and breathe. in this expanded space of consciousness. Allow yourself to dissolve into being whole. Allow yourself to dissolve into being awake. Dissolve. Becoming more aware, but more at ease. Rest and being. In a few moments, I will lead you to the completion of this meditation. Taking your time, take a few moments to gently deepen your breath, breathing in through the nose and slowly out through your mouth, bringing awareness to the mind and body by slowly moving the fingers and the toes. As you breathe, begin to rotate your wrists and your ankles, giving yourself a nice squeeze, a nice hug. Take a deep, energizing breath in, allowing that energy to rise from the soles of your feet all the way up to the crown of your head as you gently open your eyes with a fresh perspective, honoring the journey within. In this space of consciousness and awareness, place the hands over the heart. And together, let's take a deep breath in, breathing in deeply, and exhaling slowly. As you prepare for the rest of your life. Peace and blessings. Thank you, Tyler.
Thank you, Sherelle. Thank you so much. I'm still breathing and being. I guess if anybody could see me, they would laugh because obviously I have to keep the headphones on, right? And I'm
right.
And so I'm trying to, you know, like, never mind. The bottom line for me is my mind, I felt the energy flow within me to the music, to your voice, to your guidance. And I'm grateful. You know what I'm grateful about? That this is going to be a podcast on iTunes. So anybody that wants to do it anytime, they can be with you and you can guide them through this. I love it. Yeah. Absolutely. This was Moments of Mindfulness orchestrated by Ms. Cheryl Moore Tucker. Cheryl, before we go, how do people reach you if they want to continue the conversation with you and find out more information?
Yes, they can find me at mindbodysafe.org, which is my website. Mm-hmm. And I am also on 2 social media platforms, Instagram and Facebook.
Excellent. That crosses all generations.
I think it does.
It does. I am so grateful. I know when I asked you, we weren't sure how this would work, but it was good for me. I hope it was good for you.
Yeah, absolutely.
I want you all my listeners, to know how much I love it when we can get together and we can look and talk and walk beyond words, giving each other permission to expose our gifts of imperfection without judgment. Frankly speaking, is our time and space to help, to heal, to educate and encourage each other into the best version of ourselves, no matter where we are in our journey. You all have been listening to Radio Fairfax, Fairfax, Virginia, on your TV, computer, or mobile device. And we are webcast worldwide on the internet at www.radiofairfax.org every Saturday evening at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And you can repeat this enjoyable session anytime you want, because we will be living on iTunes. As the week progresses, I'd like for you to take along some thoughts for your spiritual doggy bag. In case you find yourself looking around the house, looking around the room, looking at the kids, looking at yourself and going, "What?" Just remember this. You are worthy of giving and receiving. I want you to believe that you are new every moment. Your time, your energy, your mind, the people who come into your life, they are all gifts and they are infinite. They belong to you and you belong to everyone else. Your seat at the table is guaranteed. I just look forward to this time. But until then, remember, you're stronger than you feel, smarter than you think, more beautiful than you know, and more loved than you can ever imagine. You are chosen. You are important. Treat yourself like someone you love. I am here. I am listening. And I love you. Until soon, this is Tyra G saying good night.